The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yeah, it's 5 to 7. He's back from holidays. I hope it was very refreshing and he feels refreshed. Mr. Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Well, 18 days on holiday in America, and my wife's been doing all the talking, so this is a bit rare for me to be able to say something out loud.
Yes, your wife obviously is not listening. Now, this is all going to be resolved in the Supreme Court, is it not? Brexit, the law, the Prime Minister, Parliament?
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope the Supreme Court don't take as long as the Brexit process itself. I mean, I have to say that before I went on holiday, I thought some of this would have been sorted. But frankly, I don't think John Adderley's been doing his job. I don't think he's got anything sorted at all in my absence. But you're right. We have this legal challenge to Boris Johnson's extended suspension of Parliament and this new word that we're all using here called prorogation, which I don't think anybody had ever used before. But anyway, it's all about whether or not 5 weeks out for Parliament is breaking the law. And
rubbish.
The Supreme Court, 11 senior judges will decide whether the PM has basically done something unlawful. I mean, it's not about democracy, it's about whether he's lawful or not. Yeah. And I guess ultimately it's about the defining the power of the Prime Minister. And as far as I can tell, the last time anyone really looked at the actual power of a Prime Minister in the UK is round about Oliver Cromwell's time.
Right,
and look
right.
How that worked out.
It won't take them long to determine that it's a heap of rubbish, I would have thought. Now, Ben Stokes, is he in trouble?
Yeah, perhaps not him so much. In fact, I think there's quite a lot of backing for him. It's more the fact that they've reported on what happened with his family, actually, before he was born. So this goes back 31 years, and the Sun newspaper has reported, I mean, this is all public fact, it's all, you know, in the public account, that essentially his mother's then-partner turned the gun on her two children, and then ultimately himself, and killed them all. This is, as I say, 3 years before Ben Stokes was born, but obviously a personal family tragedy. Mm-hmm. And what Ben Stokes is saying is they're basically playing on his fame to rake over the coals of something that happened 31 years ago.
It's
obviously extremely painful for his mum.
Correct.
And I think a lot of people have some understanding, some sympathy for him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just a quick one before you go about the breast cancer survivor and the Channel Swim.
Oh, amazing, this woman, Sarah Thomas. Yeah, 21 miles, that's all it is to cross the English Channel. But mind you, if you're swimming 21 miles, you know about it. But in fact, she did it 4 times in a row. No one's ever done that before, man or woman. And Sarah Thomas from the United States has become the first person to do it 4 times in a row. But because of the tides, it wasn't 21 miles times four. It was, technically speaking, 130 miles. So we're pushing up and up and up there, physically and mentally. Absolutely something special.
So what, she went across, came back, went across, came back?
Yes, exactly that. And I wonder if she had to show her passport every time, because
back to back.
Say at the moment there are one or two delays of passport control.
54 hours in the water. 54 hours in the water. Anyway, welcome back. I'm glad you weren't doing any Channel Swims. Go home and have a yarn with the wife, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.